Chapter 2, The Market for Corporate Securities, 40 Questions. Primary Market, Issuing Corporate Securities. When a company decides to raise money by issuing stocks or bonds, it is not allowed to simply sell these securities to anyone in any way it pleases. Because the government wants to protect potential investors, there are many rules about how stocks and bonds can be issued and sold. The most important piece of legislation that you will need to know regarding how securities are issued is the Securities Act of 1933. The 1933 Act was born out of the fraudulent and unrestrained investment practices that led to the stock market crash of 1929. The Act has two main purposes. One, to require that companies publicly disclose all relevant financial information about their securities prior to offering them for sale, and two, to prohibit fraud and deceit in the marketing of securities. The heart of the law is Section 5, which requires that securities be registered with the federal government prior to their sale. Regulators decided that not all securities need to be registered at the federal level, however, and Section 4 of the Act exempts certain securities and transactions from the registration process. SEC categories of securities issuer. Registering securities with the SEC is always an exhaustive, time-consuming process, no matter how large or established the company. However, size and familiarity can make the process less onerous. Large companies that have issued securities in the past have a much easier time registering their securities than smaller companies that are registering securities for the first time. The SEC recognizes five different categories of issuers according to their size, presence in the market, and reporting history.